Two men in a six pack starts in 3, 2, 1. Welcome, two men and a six pack listeners. Great timing on that. Welcome. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Happy day late. May the 4th be with you. Happy Sunday. How about that?
Happy days.
That's my running partner there, Bobby Mills. Got Daddy Mills sitting over there. And then our resident jerk, Nick Kraft. Nick, pretty exciting time.
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll get to that extremely very shortly. How about that? Here we go. First of all, thanks, Mike B, Twin Peaks folks. Food.
Crushed it.
Cinco de Mayo beers and good food.
Missed the avocado dip.
Mike, if you listen to this, it's 2 weeks in a row you haven't given us any avocado dip. We sure would like some of the avocado dip. It's pretty good. Anyway, moving on. Birthdays. Only one birthday of note, and it's really not of note, but I wanted to have a birthday. Pop singer, woman beaten, Chris Brown turns 30 today.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Here's to you, Chris. Hope someone gives you 30 lashes today, because honestly, you deserve it. So that's really the only birthday for today. You know, he dated Rihanna, and he got in that domestic dispute. I think it was in 2009. When he got in that,
good for him.
That domestic little altercation.
His top song.
His top song.
Man, Kiss you? Kiss.
What now?
Kiss. Lovey dovey dovey.
Who gets on your nerves more, Chris Brown?
I think it's AO right here. This one.
That's the most recent one. Kiss.
No,
Kiss
that was 20.
No, that Kiss was 2007. So that was.
Is that the one that the woman's screaming in the background because he's beating her, pulling my hair, or something like that?
Probably a little bit of both.
Okay. Who gets on your nerves more, Chris Brown or Drake?
I like Drake.
Do you do?
Mm-hmm.
You know he's a
super Canadian.
You know he's a super Raptor fan, but when the Raptors lose, he peels off his jersey and becomes a fan of somebody else, right?
Oh yeah, easily.
Okay. All right. Anyway,
big Drake guy.
Yeah. So this is Cinco de Mayo. So I'm going to tell you four fun facts really quickly. We actually discussed these at Twin Peaks while we were prepping for the show. Cinco de Mayo, for those that you do not know, is not actually Mexican Independence Day. That day is celebrated on what date? September 16th. I knew y'all didn't know that, so I just
did not know that.
Added that in.
Honestly.
Yeah.
So, Cinco de Mayo, it does celebrate a great Mexican military victory over the
French.
The damn French. Yeah. But we pretty much determined that anybody could beat the French because they only worked 4 days a week.
Well, they're playing soccer.
And they were not playing soccer, and they had probably were drunk on wine or something like that. Or they were trying to skeeze on some...
Cheese.
Or they were trying to skeeze on some elderly woman that was over there visiting Paris or something of that nature. Cinco de Mayo is not really ever, not even celebrated in Mexico.
I knew that.
They have a few parades and a little civic event, and the students get the day off, but it in Mexico is generally a very low-key day.
Well, they shouldn't celebrate. I mean, they beat the French. Yeah.
The best thing about the Cinco de Mayo and why the Mexicans love that we love it in the United States is because that is the number one time that most people try to cross the border from Mexico to the United States. Because all the Americans are drunk from celebrating Cinco de Mayo, that they try to cross over. So
Donald Trump did eat Taco Bell today.
He did eat Taco Bell today.
He does it every Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
Does he really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. See, he's supporting the cause.
Now, that's a fun fact.
It's a fun fact. The world, and I told you all this one, so you know this one. The world's largest Cinco de Mayo celebration takes place in what city?
Jacksonville, North Carolina.
LA?
Besides that, LA.
LaGrange.
No, it takes place in Los Angeles, California. So. Mm. All right, so let's get into this thing. I'll give y'all a choice. Y'all want to start NBA playoffs, NHL hockey, or we're going to talk a little Kentucky Derby?
Let's start
Kentucky Derby.
Kentucky, okay.
Yeah, all right.
Talk about the horses.
So, for those of you who do not know, yesterday was the Kentucky Derby.
It's all for the horses.
All for the horses. The run for the roses. So, the winner, so we thought, was Maximum Security, which is a pretty cool name. After said finish of race, there was a protest by someone that said that there was some interference on maximum security's part. So after 22 minutes, I think, they finally came back out and disqualified maximum security because Ed the horse came around a corner wide and kind of crossed over into the lane of another mutter. And that's M-U-D-D-E-R, mutter.
Mutter.
Yep. And the legs hit the other.
And the
horse.
Legs hit the others, and it caused one of the horses to pull up. So there was definitely some interference when they went back and looked that caused the other horse to pull up, thus disqualifying Charles Barkley over there. Thus disqualifying maximum security and awarding a 65-1 long shot winner, Country House, with the Kentucky Derby. Mm. So just a few things.
How many years is the Derby?
145.
Now that we're counting.
This is the first time in the history of the Kentucky Derby that a horse has ever been disqualified. So these guys.
Was the jockey disqualified too?
The horse and the jockey.
Okay, just making sure.
The ride.
The mutter.
Okay. The mutter. I mean, mutter.
It was muddy yesterday.
It was muddy.
It rained all afternoon.
Yeah, and you know, it seems like every year they run a Kentucky Derby, right? It was muddy. It was.
I mean, if us four were running in the mud beside each other, not saying we'd ever consider doing that.
Yeah, you think there would be some crossover?
Well, you would definitely come in last.
Okay, so first of all,
it would be third and fourth.
Okay, so first of all, First of all, just like I told you in Twin Peaks, there's negative points to that. First of all, I would never run in the mud. I would not be running fast enough to slip in the mud. I would be most likely crawling in the mud. Thirdly, if I was running in the mud, I would be drunk. And so whether I bumped into you and got disqualified or not, I really would not care.
I think we talked about this earlier, Goody, did we not? How many times has someone been disqualified, you said?
Well, in the Kentucky Zero. Derby, Never. It's another. So my point, and see, and you and I were taking, have opposite, imagine this, you and I take opposite sides on this. So for it to be brought up and be protested, and for the state, this is the kind of sissy thing about horse racing. Yeah. The people that made the decision, their names are, or the officials are called stewardesses or stewards. Stewards.
Yeah. Okay. Steward of the game.
You have an airplane, right?
Yeah.
Steward of the game.
So after 22 minutes, the stewards of the game came back and disqualified him. My point on that is, it must have been so egregious and so blatant and so impactful that if it's never happened before and they had to call it and it did impede the other horse, who I think one of the other horses was like the favorite.
Yes.
That they had to call it and they had to disqualify it. Your point of view is what?
Rubbins racing
and that it happens all the time, correct?
Yeah. I mean, is it the first time this ever occurred?
Well, it may not.
Is it the first time it's ever occurred, that type of scenario? And no, it's not.
But is it? It's the first time that they've ever been disqualified.
This is true.
But so
my point is, this is the first time that you have ever said egregious.
The word egregious.
Egregious, and what else?
I don't know.
Stewardess.
But he can spell both of them. A Carolina guy can.
But yeah, you can't say sabbatical.
Yeah, I can't say that word. You're right, and you're not gonna try to make me say that
can
word.
Can you say water? That's the real question.
I can't say that thing where two guys get in the ring and tie up either.
Wrestle?
I say wrestling, and it's wrestling.
Wrestling.
So
it's wrestling.
So my point is, you say it happens all the time. Okay.
Yeah, Rubbins racing.
Well, what they say, if you've ever watched an NFL football game, they say, well, you could literally call holding on every play.
That's true. And you and I talked about this earlier.
Or pass interference.
But they don't call them on every play unless it's an egregious act.
But we talked about this earlier about the guys who called the foul. And you mentioned that earlier. The gentleman who called the foul, or the lady, what was the deal with them? They weren't even part of the play.
Okay, so, yeah. So
let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, so I listened to this guy on ESPN who is a racing aficionado. This is what he does.
He's a stewardess of all time.
He's had a great career as a stewardess, by the way.
We never heard of him, so he's doing well.
Longevity. So he gets on there and says, so the kind of crazy thing about it, he goes, the rule's a rule, but they need to consider modifying the rule because the rule says anybody can call for a protest. The two horses and riders that were in question that got interfered with, neither one of them were the one of the two that called the protest.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
The one that called the protest was the dude that finished in second.
Yep.
He was like, okay, I finished in second. Yeah. 65-1. I'm sure my boss man put some money on his horse. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call this because I saw what happened back there. So he actually put in the protest.
Right.
So this I think the guy's name is Matt Campbell, the ESPN horse racing official.
Not Max Lai.
Not Max Lai, but Matt Campbell. He said if anything potentially should be looked at being changed, maybe potentially they should look at changing the rule that the horse that was interfered with should potentially be the one that should be the one that called, or the horse and jockey would be the one. Because it would be hard
pick
for,
up, and pick up basketball.
Because it would be hard for a horse to call a foul.
And pick up basketball.
Yeah.
If the one who calls the foul is the one who got fouled, right?
Exactly. That's that. Yeah, I'm
just. I mean, that. If I don't use an analogy.
Yeah.
Is it, did the guy across the court call it? Exactly. Have you ever allowed them to call a foul? Well, ever you, pick up basketball?
Well, if you ever played with Darryl Burgess, Darryl Burgess tried to. If he was on your team and he thought you got fouled, he would yell, "Hey, ball!" He'd go, "Ball!" No. I'm not disagreeing with you on that. I'm just. My point about the whole thing is that. And, you know, while you're not, well, my point about the whole thing is that it happened, it must have been egregious to the point that they had to call it. Now, this is not, and I want y'all to come up, Nick and Daddy Mills,
different world.
Is this is not the first time, you know, okay, there's no timeouts in horse racing. You can't all of a sudden call timeout, go to instant replay and review something. So the action's happening. It's going on and it's happening. But this is not the first time that an event has occurred and finished, and after the fact, you think you have a winner, and at some point in time later, you get disqualified. Someone or something or whatever gets disqualified, and you have a new winner. Do you know what it happens all the time in another sport? Do you know what sport that is?
I don't know. Cricket.
Track and field. Track and field in the Olympics. Sprinters, runners, field javelin throwers, shot putters win gold medals. They test positive. They get busted, test positive for PEDs or dope. They fail the drug test, and then they go back and they reaward the winners.
But now, we talked about this earlier.
Now, in NASCAR,
but in our sporting events.
Yeah. In NASCAR, and then I'll let you in. Okay. You can win the race, and they come back and can find you. I don't know that they strip you. They don't strip you in NASCAR, do they?
You don't win the race, and you don't get the points towards your season.
Okay. Now you go ahead and make your point. I'm sorry.
For example, in this totally basketball tournament, if they come back and they say you had two players that were ineligible due to recruiting violations, they strip that title, but second place does not get the title.
Yeah, we talked about that.
A different scenario. Yeah. You strip the main person or the main horse, main dog, as you want to call it, or whatever.
Well,
they get the win. So, I mean, it's a different dynamic.
So we were talking. So the thing about it, though, is that from the betting perspective, so they had to instantaneously, all of a sudden, a bunch of people had won, then a bunch of people had lost. Okay,
right.
Say, just for happenstance, because Arizona won the national championship. In basketball. And it was later found out that Sean Miller was paying somebody $10,000 a month.
I don't think Vegas pays them back, do they?
No, that was my point. Mm-hmm. Arizona may have, if you'd have bet on Arizona and they would have won or done whatever, then you wouldn't have gone back. And even if they voided the title, the bets would have stood.
Are we sure about that, though?
I'm positive about
it.
Reggie Bush won the Heisman Trophy, and he was declared ineligible. And I mean, no one's ever voided the national championship, but I mean, he was as crooked.
They have in basketball.
When was the last time it was
Kentucky? They voided.
How long ago was that?
5-6 years ago.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that. Wow, learn something new every day. All right, so Kentucky.
I really don't know the answer to that. I try to convince you of that, but I believe that's true.
I'm not sure that that's the case.
I believe that's true, though.
All right, let's move on. Let's move on. NHL playoffs. Nick, tell us what you got.
Man,
you jerk. Bunch of jerks.
I'll tell you what, bunch of jerks, man. So as of today, the Blues and the Stars are tied 3-3. Blues actually stole one on the road today, which is huge in the NHL playoffs. They beat They won 4-1. Next game is at home at St. Louis. The Sharks and the Avalanche. Sharks lead 3-2. Next game is tomorrow night in Colorado. Eastern Conference, Boston leads Columbus 3-2. Game 6 is at Columbus. And the bunch of jerks, the Carolina Hurricanes, swept the New York Islanders 4-0.
They're getting a little rest right now, right?
4-0. Yeah, we at least a week and a half, I think, until...
I think that's actually could come in back and hurt us.
And, you know, we were talking about... I'm on the Facebook page for the Hurricanes or whatever, and somebody was saying, well, you know, we played 7 games and then come back and play 4 games. We've been playing every other night for the past 2 weeks. Does that come back and haunt us for giving us a week and a half break?
I think it hurts us. I think that you kind of get in a rhythm of playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, now we have it. Now we do have a lot of guys hurt.
Yeah, we do got a bunch.
So from that perspective, it's playing. Good.
Can I tell you what I think really happens?
Yeah.
If you win the first 2 games, they're gonna say it's great.
Yeah.
If you lose the first 2 games, they're gonna say it's bad.
Well,
yeah. I mean,
well, but the first 2 games, the Canes are gonna be on the road the first 2 games.
Yeah, anyway. But I mean,
but I think so. the Canes, not necessarily.
Oh, did we not get the 8th spot?
We were wild card seed number 1.
Okay.
Columbus Blue Jackets were wild card seed number 2. Okay. If Columbus beats Boston,
then we actually will be.
We get home ice advantage. We go first 2 games.
Okay.
At home.
But the Hurricanes, as Elliot Potter says.
The what?
The Hurricanes, as Elliot says. they're young, so they can kind of recover quicker than most. But I think if you sit out too long, it hurts you the first period or two. After that, I think you catch up. So if you don't get behind too much.
I mean, I think the thing is, if we get home ice advantage, and I got right here in my notes, I took some notes this afternoon, we have scored 22 goals at home this year. We scored 5 goals, 6 goals, 5 goals, and 6 goals.
Let me ask you this question. That's a more pertinent question. You lift some, do you not, Goody?
Yeah.
When you take a longer break, like when you take a 60-second break between your bench press, can you do more than when you take the 15-second break?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, that's all I want to know.
Okay.
That's it.
But
we're not 21.
But benching is not, it's not a rhythm thing. I mean, it's not really a rhythm thing.
It is.
Well.
Unless you're Mike Luna. I think if you take a break, it helps more. But they're young.
Mike Luna don't matter.
Yeah. So for all you guys that are Hurricane fans, this one's for you right here.
Why are you mad at...
All right, now, listen. This is a National Hockey League. Brendan Moore is a good coach. He play. These guys, to me, are jerks. You have to do this in the National... They're still not drawn. This is to me, and I'll tell you one thing. They themselves for joy of winning. You don't do this thing in the net. It's professional hockey. One of these guys are jerks or something. And I'll tell you one thing. They do this in the playoffs, making fun of the other team.
But nobody's out on the ice. The game's over. I admit, I always liked your theory of when you celebrate when you...
There we go. Don Cherry. The worst dressed announcer in hockey.
I mean, nobody likes him.
A bunch of jerks.
I mean, Don Cherry came on. I think it was back in February. He called us the bunch of jerks for the celebrations. And, you know, he said, oh, we're just celebrating to build a presence, to make ourselves known in the NHL. Well, yeah, that's what we're doing. We've had a
good marketing.
The past 9 years, we've been a no-name team.
We've sucked.
Yeah, we've been terrible. We've sucked. Had a losing season the past 6 years.
We know. We're Mitsubishi. We know.
Now, I will say this. You do have those bandwagon fans. They're starting to sell Hurricane shirts in Walmart. Right beside the Duke T-shirts,
North Carolina jerseys,
and the NC State shirts, yeah. They're starting to sell them. In fact, I last week someone sitting around this table was wearing a Hurricanes T-shirt, and I went into Walmart the other day to get some socks, and I saw the same T-shirt. So I'm not saying that shirt was just recently purchased, Daddy Mills, but I will say that
Walmart Nation, baby,
Walmart Nation, Hurricanes, Duke. Blue Devils and NC State will.
You buy your socks.
Don Cherry also came. Don Cherry came on last night and said the Hurricanes fans are a bunch of front runners in quotation mark front runners. He says, "Yeah, you know we're averaging 17,000 to 18,000 fans a game. Really, he's kind of off.
19.
We're averaging over 19,000 fans per game in the playoffs.
And Friday night was a new record.
Friday night was the new record.
How about Duck Fond Cherry?
Yes, sir. Duck Fond Cherry.
All right, so tell me this. Who wins between Columbus and Boston?
And that's what Columbus has got.
Columbus or Boston?
I said Columbus a few weeks ago. It's going to be tough. Boston's playing very good hockey right now.
Who the hell?
Who's going to win? Yes or no, son? I'm going with my heart. I still think Columbus can come back. They're going to win game six, and they're going to win game seven.
All right. And so who's going to win between Columbus and the Canes? Now, you said Columbus was going to play the...
You know, earlier, a couple weeks ago, I said Columbus is going to win the whole Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
But I'm going with my heart right now. The damn Carolina Hurricanes are going to win the whole damn thing.
And they're
going
to play who from the West?
Don't matter.
It don't matter.
Well, no, but
we're going to take the Lakers on.
We'll take on Al-Qaeda. I don't care.
We'll take the Lakers and Spurs.
All right.
We're going to win the whole thing.
The bunch of jerks are going to take on Al-Qaeda and win. So that's awesome. All right, let's move to NBA playoffs. Fear the deer. Bucks take the series lead at Boston.
God.
They're up 2-1. Victory Friday night versus the Seas. They've taken advantage of losing home court advantage, and now they have catapulted back into Giannis went the hell off. He's a freak, man. His name is aptly
But I know you were high on him the whole time, but the heart and soul of the Celtics team is Marcus Smart.
But he's been out since April.
I know.
And the Celtics actually were playing their best ball the latter part of April.
He's the heart and soul of
it. He is. I mean, he'll get in there and scrap. So we also have right now going on Dame and Company, Blazers. They're up 2-1 after last night's 4-overtime win. Longest game in playoff history.
And they're currently winning right now.
And they're currently up right now. What's the score?
About
44-39.
44-41
now. Okay. So, and then last night, he was hardly proficient, but James Harden scored 41. Rockets cut it to 2-1. James Harden, 14 for 32 shooting.
What's his free throws though? Probably 10 for 11.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He was proficient from the charity stripe. But if you're an NBA player making millions of dollars, shouldn't you be proficient from the free throw line?
So I've been reading a bunch of stats lately about the 3-point game and how it's changed. You know, the NBA this year made more threes this season than all of the 1980s.
Than all the 80s combined?
Than every year from the 80s.
Wow.
I want you to think about that. In addition, what do you think the number one shot was attempted this year? Like, if I make a shot, what's my average points made per shot?
Oh,
a half.
Oh, probably.
So, like, for example, Giannis, like the
probably half. One.
Points.
So, like the Greek freak.
I don't know.
If he's taking a dunk attempt,
that's 2 points.
What do you think he's averaging every dunk attempt?
Point 0.8.
Oh, I think
it's
average.
2.0 if you make it. So, what do you think he's making?
One point eight.
He's making 2.0.
Wow.
Okay. Every dunk attempt.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Steph Curry, wide open three. What do you think he's making?
Well,
2.5.
Well, Curry averaged 44% from 3 points.
Wide open three. So what do you think he's making?
He's averaging 2.7.
2.2.
1.6.
1.6. Yeah. Okay.
Do you want to know what James Harden's making attempt per three when he gets fouled?
2.6. Because he goes to the free throw line.
My point is, he's making the best shot, and you got to look at those stats. And people have been complaining about the game itself, like how they're playing the NBA games. But Houston's really just revolutionized the way you play the game.
Yeah, it's ugly basketball. They either get a three.
Or is it smart? I mean, I don't find it ugly. I think I find it brilliant.
It's analytic. They brought the baseball analytics.
Yeah, Moneyball.
The Moneyball into basketball. They're going to take either a 3-pointer,
or dunk,
and if they take the 3-pointer, depending on how they kick their legs,
they get fouled.
They're going to get free throws.
I mean, yeah. I think it's brilliant basketball. The Houston Rockets. I give the Houston Rockets credit for that.
I don't care for Jalen Rose, but he'd made a comment that they're too predictable. The last 10 possessions last night, and it worked out okay for him. But what's his name?
Harden.
James Harden. He literally waited till less than 5 seconds to go before he shot.
His whole point is he's going to do that 3-point attempt. He's going to step back three. He's going to get fouled at the
end. He only shot like three threes. So he made it.
What do you think he would do if the NBA came in and next year decided, okay, what you're doing, it's traveling. It's just not getting called. But what if they said, okay, we're going to start calling that traveling. Do you think James Harden would be as good a basketball player as he was? Because he adapted to doing that. I mean, he didn't always do that. In college, this was the first year he started doing that.
Or how about if they only call fouls if you get fouled? Mm-hmm. Besides the stars.
I agree with that. I agree with that too. Last series, JoJo, no-no. The Sixers We're up 2-1. Had the chance to go back to Toronto, up 3-1. Going to finish the series out. But Kawhi had something else to say about that.
Man, 39.
Scored 39.
Damn.
Raptors won. Yeah, he's pretty good. Raptors won. So they even up the series 2-2 going back to Toronto.
Who's winning?
I still think Sixers are going to win. I think it's going to be Sixers and Bucks. Bucks going to beat Sixers. It's going to be the Bucks and the Golden State Warriors, and the freaking Bucks are going to beat the Golden State
Healthy
Warriors.
Healthy Joel Embiid, they're going to win. Mm.
The Bucks, what people don't realize about the Bucks, man, the Bucks play good defense. The Bucks are one of the better defensive teams.
I think if the Sixers beat the Raptors, Sixers do still, like I said, beat the Celtics in that Eastern Finals.
So you're still saying the Celtics are going to beat the Bucks?
That Celtics Sixers series would be the one of the highest viewed series of all time.
Okay.
It'd be a great series.
What'd be the average score in that game? Some defense.
110-114.
Sixers.
That's defense.
Sixers, yeah. Celtics. I think it'd be closer into 100. Maybe it'd be into the
110-114.
I think it'd be.
So 225 would be the over and under.
Yeah. See, I think it'd be closer to 100, like 102-104 to. Kind of like the.
So if that happens, are we going to. I'll bet the over if you're down with it.
Okay, we're down with it. Let's do it. All right, real quick.
Playing with
percent, house money, yeah. Percentage chance KD is in Golden State next year?
8%.
8%. So you think he's going. He's gone.
He's gone.
I think
1%?
He's going somewhere.
I mean, he should stay if he played it smart. I mean, why not? Yeah, why not stay for one of the greatest teams of all time? If you and
he's got a chance to make history.
Well, I think now I was listening to something about this. He's won his championships. Now he kind of wants to make his mark. I think he wants to be.
God, he made his mark last night.
He's the best.
Well, he did. I mean, if he'd had any help at all whatsoever. The scary thing about this is he had
a goodie. Hit the little bank shot.
I know, dude. I know.
What's the scary thing about it, though?
The scary thing about it is that they're up 2-1. They're still up 2-1. Of course, they're going to play in Houston tomorrow night.
Which they win by 10.
Steph Curry has not had a good series.
No.
I mean, he's like 8 for 30-something. I think I heard the stat.
7 for 23. But who's counting?
Okay, 7. I thought he was in the 30s. I knew it was around 7-8.
Missed a dunk. I missed one against you one time.
Yeah, you missed that one against me, but I did push you in the back when you were going up. You felt it. Okay.
You should have pushed me up.
So, yeah, I should have helped lift you. I should have grabbed your butt and pushed you up.
Warriors still NBA Finals champion.
Okay. So, what's the percent chance that Kawhi Leonard is going to be in Toronto next year?
45.
None.
40. I think zero.
45.
Next, scale of 1 to 10, how ugly were the Raptors' red jerseys that said North on them?
Those were rough.
Dude, I mean, what are they north of? I mean, is that a homage or tribute?
Michigan. Yeah. Ohio fans made that shirt.
I mean,
they're north of us.
I mean, is that some kind of tribute to Game of Thrones or something? I mean, I don't get. I mean, they are legitimately the ugliest jerseys that I may have
was not
ever
a good
seen.
Was not a good idea.
No, not at all. So let's talk a little bit about. I guess got a couple random thoughts here. So Jerry Stackhouse. New coach Vanderbilt. Mm-hmm. I think one of them had committed, but of course when he became coach, they could potentially decommit it. Have you seen who two of his recruits coming in next year are?
No, I've not.
Mm-mm. Okay, Vanderbilt. Kenyon Martin Jr.
Wow.
The number 44 ranked. He's not a great prospect. 44 ranked forward in the country this year.
Okay, I think 44 overall.
No, 44 ranked in the country.
Okay.
Has committed to Vandy this week.
Okay.
And he'll be going there. He joins another former NBA player's son, one Scottie Pippen Jr. Mm-hmm. Is also going.
They can raise some money.
I just found that pretty interesting. Stackhouse was in the league for a while, so he played with Kenyon Martin or played against Kenyon Martin. I don't think he was in the league when Scottie Pippen was playing. But Bob, I don't know if you heard that or not. Since Jerry Stackhouse is now the head coach of Vanderbilt, two of his top recruits, Kenyon Martin Jr.
Wow.
And Scottie Pippen Jr.
Wow.
So, interesting times in Nashville. We'll see if...
Where did Scottie Pippen play college?
Little Arkansas Little Rock, baby, wasn't it?
It was Central Arkansas.
We can look it up and find out real quick. I thought it was Arkansas Little Rock. Scottie Pippen, let's find it out. All right, other little tidbit of note.
Kenyon was a Bearcat, of course.
So did y'all see the video of Julian Edelman and Tom Brady where Tom Brady bet Julian Edelman $100,000?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so this is going to be great for...
University of Central Arkansas.
Central Arkansas, you are right. I knew it was in Arkansas. Good call.
83 to 87.
So this was a video. They look like they're just standing outside drinking or something. So Tom Brady challenges Julian Edelman to throw this like small Nerf football, and it looks like I'll hold it here so you can see it, but I'll play the audio for the fans. So here we go. Ready?
All right, this is for $100,000.
$100,000 if I hit it.
All right, what are we doing here?
That's probably the way.
Are you in on this, Bruce?
Look at the wind.
Hold on. Dude, this guy is insane right now. With that little football? Yeah.
Hold on. Oh! That was a good throw. We need another $100,000.
Don't learn nothing.
So... Brady just lost $100,000 to Julian Edelman. So, in all essence, that is why New England wide receivers take less money to play in New England, because I know that, much like I take Bobby Mills out of bets, and it's not $100,000 bets.
Thank goodness.
That they can take them out of bets. I just think that's kind of cool. They're just like sitting around and they're like saying, hey, man, I bet you, like you and I sit around, like, hey, man, I bet you $20 we could do that. They're like, hey, man, I bet you $100,000. That you could
I wonder if they actually pay off in like us.
There's no
liquor. Yeah, they don't pay off. Yeah, hey man, I'll catch you. Just jot it down. I'll catch you on the back.
Just keep jotting down.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought that was pretty cool.
No alcohol was used in making this video.
Yeah. No. Yeah. At all. And did you see Tom wearing the white? He was wearing a white pimp hat, yeah. Man.
He's ready.
Yeah. I'm sure Giselle.
He was getting ready for the Kentucky Derby.
He was actually. All right, studs and duds. Talk to me. Stud of the week. Anybody got one?
Studs.
Got to be Carolina Hurricanes.
Carolina Hurricanes, a bunch of jerks. We're going to win the damn Stanley Cup.
All right.
But I got Kevin Durant and Kawhi Leonard, man. Those guys have just been going off, averaging close to 40 points a game.
They have. I got a different one. Bob, you got one?
Canes.
On the first edition of Hoop State Network, did you know that was a TV station? And actually, it's not. It's on YouTube. It's a show called She Nice, S-H-E, Nice, N-I-C-E. Mm. WNBA guard Lexi Brown, who happens to be former NBA player D. Brown that played in the league. She plays for the Minnesota Lynx of the WNBA.
Wow. Never heard of it.
She played a men's D2 basketball player in a one-on-one game. So this is something that this show was going to start doing, competing males against females. And wow. Yeah.
Sweet.
D. Brown's daughter.
Yeah. So who do you think won? She is a guard in the NBA, in the WNBA.
She played who?
And she played a Division II player. His name was Darius Moore. But he played Division II basketball. Who won?
D. Brown's daughter.
It was first 1-7.
She won.
D. Brown's daughter.
She won 7-6. 7-6. Okay. She won 7-6. So that brings up the age-old debate. All right, we got four of us. And if we got like maybe like Craig Thompson, who could shoot the lights out,
right?
Do you think we could play us five? Could play against could beat East Carolina women's basketball team?
No doubt.
You think we could?
I think we could
too. Okay. Well, let's step up then.
I was at a insurance school in Charlotte, and me and four other scrubs played, and I was a scrub too, and we played UNC Charlotte girls.
Yeah.
We beat the crap out of them.
Okay, so could us four and Neil and Craig Thompson beat Carolina women's basketball team?
Us four sitting here?
Yeah.
Full court or half today? Court?
Yeah.
Depends on
Full court or half court.
If I was in shape and full court.
If you were in shape, we'd win at landslide.
How old are you?
You're more in shape than me.
How old are you? I was 25 when I did
okay,
that.
Okay, at our prime, could we beat?
No doubt.
Okay. Yeah. Could we beat the NC State women basketball team? They're the basketball team this year.
Yes. Ooh.
I don't know.
It's a good team.
We're 25 years old. Yeah, we'd beat.
Okay. Could we beat the Baylor women's basketball team?
Whew.
Or the UConn or the Notre Dame women's basketball
team? No. Good. No.
Okay. And they're taking testosterone pills.
There's some big bitches.
I mean, them girls could dunk.
They're taking testosterone pills. Yeah. They're definitely
okay.
Winning.
So that's the jumping off point. That's the demarcation point.
Yeah,
so
you'll see Charlotte, we spanked them.
If you're in the
bad.
Final four, if you're in the women's final four, we probably couldn't beat you, but right. We could take anybody else.
You and Charlotte request them.
Okay, all right. Dud of the week. Does anybody got a dud of the week?
Don Cherry.
Yeah.
Unequivocally.
Unequivocally.
That guy's going down.
I dress better than he is.
Don Cherry. I mean, he's talking to us a bunch of jerks, man.
Oh, yeah.
He got to go.
My dud of the week. Only player in the NBA that has a better shooting. Yeah, Zion's my perpetual dud of the week. But
And Trevor Harden,
yeah. only player. Well, he should be on Siesta. Cinco de Mayo. I mean, what the hell? Okay, my dud of the week. Steph Curry. Only player in the NBA that has a better shooting percentage from three-point range, 44%, than he has dunking the ball.
Yeah.
He has tried to dunk the ball four times this year. Steph Curry has tried to dunk the ball four times
one
this year.
Four.
He is one of four. He is 25% trying to dunk the ball this year. That means he is my dud of the week. But it gives hope to guys like me who can't dunk. Maybe I can still play in the NBA.
We wouldn't try to dunk, though. We would make a layup.
I do.
Yeah.
We kiss it off the box.
Bob, I would reverse it, man. I would use the rim as protection and block, you know.
You use the rim as a condom?
I would use the rim as protection, yeah. Oh, and with that, we're going to call it a night. We'll see you guys next week, and when we won't be using the rim as condoms.